I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. Houthis also struck a British vessel, and the Barkhane sailed toward it to assist. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday that Israel was committed to the international law after the World Court ordered it to take action to prevent acts of genocide in the war in Gaza.
Johnson says if leaked reports about the emerging legislation are true, the bill would be dead on arrival in the House. That aligns him with GOP hardliners and likely presidential nominee Donald Trump, who are determined to sink the compromise. That would leave Congress with no clear path toward approving the White House's emergency aid request for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other security needs. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans have a choice. Either help solve the problem,
or, you know, get in the way and score political points.
Johnson's insisted a House-passed immigration bill is the actual solution, though it had zero Democratic support and has virtually no chance in the Senate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Palestinian ambassador to the U.N., Riyad Mansour, said that it was a historic day after the announcement by the International Court of Justice in The Hague.
We are digging into all the details in order to take the appropriate steps, which, of course, these steps will be in the Security Council. If one to look at the provisional measures separately and collectively, it gives the clear message that in order to do all the things that they're asking for, you need a ceasefire for it to happen.
And this is VOA News. A military panel at Guantanamo Bay has recommended 23-year sentences for two detainees in connection with the 2002 Bali attacks, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The recommended 23-year sentences follow guilty pleas earlier this month by longtime Malaysian detainees Mohamed Farik bin Amin and Mohamed Nazir bin Lep. Both deny any role or advanced knowledge in the Bali bombings that killed 202 people. But they admitted conspiring over time with Jamaah Islamiyah, the extremist group responsible for the bombings. The two are among 780 detainees brought to military detention at Guantanamo under the George W. Bush administration's War on Terror following the September 11th attacks. There have been only a handful of convictions over the years. I'm Norman Hall.
Venezuela's highest court upheld a ban on the presidential candidacy of Maria Corina Machado, a longtime government foe whose opposition faction is backed by the United States. The ruling Friday was a slap at an agreement last year between President Nicolas Maduro's administration and the opposition aimed at having free elections in Venezuela. The deal led to the U.S. easing economic sanctions against Maduro's government. Machado is a former lawmaker who won the opposition's independently run presidential primary in October with more than 90% of the vote. Her victory came despite the government announcing a 15-year ban on her running for office just days after the formally entered the race in June. Deepfake explicit images of Taylor Swift spread on social media. Her fans are fighting back, AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Pornographic deepfake images of Taylor Swift are circulating online. The deepfake detecting group Reality Defender says it tracked a deluge of non-consensual pornographic material this week depicting Swift, particularly on X. Her ardent fan base of Swifties quickly mobilized, launching a counteroffensive on the platform, formerly known as Twitter, using a Protect Taylor Swift hashtag to flood it with more positive images of Swift. They also reported accounts that were sharing the deepfakes. Some images also made their way to Meta-owned Facebook and other social media platforms. The images spread to millions of users before some of them were taken down. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.